This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. We are here live, and we in the studio tonight. It's me and Melanie as normal on Monday. Hello, Melanie.
Hey.
And we actually have your fiancé sitting in here. Will Coley was expected. Maybe he's going to be showing up, or maybe he couldn't get out of his driveway. I don't know. It's been a bit of a snowy day here in New Hampshire today. It's a white Christmas, as many people tend to hope for, with, I don't know, 5 inches or something like that, 5 to 7 inches of snow last night. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Great to have you guys in here. Of course, our phones are always open to you out there if you want to join us and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can Skype in as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. But coming up tonight, we do have the Edward Snowden story that I mentioned last night, but we never got to. But since it's Christmas Day, Melanie, you wanted to rain on some people's parades.
Not really.
If you follow the whole Christmas tradition thing and your kids are in the room, you might want to have them leave the room. We'll give that warning in front of the discussion that we're about to have.
Yeah, so we were talking about this last week, I think, and it's something that kind of just...
Were we?
Okay. Not on the radio.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, it just kind of comes up in your life, I think, if you're, depending on who you are. The whole, like, lying to your kids about who's bringing them some presents, maybe, thing, is just something that never really made a whole lot of sense to me. And
did your parents do it to you?
Yeah.
And you grew up in Louisiana?
Yes.
What was the religion of your parents?
Catholic.
Okay. And so, when did you figure it out? Like, did you? How old were you? What was it that kind of clued you in that it was all a scam? That Santa was false. Do you remember?
Six, something like that. I don't know exactly.
Was it something where you figured it out on your own, based on like evidence or the lack of it, or was it like you heard it at school and confronted them? Like, what was it like?
I mean, it just didn't make any sense.
Why?
Did
you have a chimney?
No.
I didn't either. I lived in Florida.
Not too many chimneys in Louisiana. Yeah. Especially not in apartments. Don't tend to have their own chimney. Yeah.
So were you asking questions and you just didn't get good answers? Like, well, how's he get in if we don't have a chimney?
Yeah, you don't really ask questions. It's not really to be advised. But, it just doesn't make sense. Like, one guy kind of...
Oh, the whole delivering to every household in the world kind of thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he'd have to be, like, supersonic fast or something in order to
accomplish it. Yeah, well, the world had however many people it had in it at the time. I probably didn't know the number, but it seemed really big, hanging out at every house, eating cookies, like, 6 billion times a night.
Right. Unrealistic.
Yeah.
And so you didn't buy it for very long.
No.
Okay.
I mean, when I was really little, I did, because, you know, you tell a four-year-old something, they'll probably just believe whatever it is, but...
Now, at what point did you become, like, jaded against the whole Santa, you know, mythology?
I wouldn't really say I'm jaded against it. Mm-hmm. I think it's really something, it's not something where if somebody told me, like, oh, hey, I'm doing Santa with my kids, I'm not going to be like, oh, no, you're a horrible parent or anything like that.
You wouldn't spill the beans to the kids.
No.
You wouldn't ruin the
parents. It's just...
plan.
It's something that I think most people just don't really think of one way or the other before they do it or not do it.
You don't think so? You don't think the parents talk about this? Well, do we want to lie to our child? Do we want to go forward with this?
No, I don't think so. I think largely it's
just a given.
Yeah, it's just tradition. It's something you do. I mean, that's kind of, from what I remember, that's kind of how it was treated when I was growing up. It was like, it was never, yeah, I was told about Santa, but it was never like, oh, yeah, this is a real thing. It's like, oh, yeah, there's these presents from Santa because it's a fun tradition, but, like, I was there when you bought them.
Oh, really?
You know, like,
they didn't really try.
A lot of people kind of also, and I'm not saying your parents specifically, but a lot of people kind of assume that their kids are stupid. So they might do something like buy something with the kid with them and then also try to tell them that an elf made it and it got delivered on Christmas Eve or something like that.
Yeah, no, in my case, I think it was always just treated as like a, from what I remember, it was just a, oh yeah, this is a fun tradition to say that it was from Santa, but it was never treated as a real
thing. They never really tried to hide it from you,
no,
is what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that my parents did try to kind of, like, you know, play the whole thing where they'd leave, like, the half-eaten cookie or whatever and that whole thing. And they weren't particularly religious, although my mother, I guess, is more so than my dad. And at some point, I just started asking too many questions that didn't, you know, have good answers and kind of came to the conclusion that this wasn't legit. It wasn't like some sort of world-shocking, you know, terrible thing when that occurred. It was just sort of, oh, you figured it out, that kind of thing.
Right.
So you don't think parents should do this, I take it?
It just doesn't strike me as the best idea. It's not the worst thing I've ever heard of people doing it. It's not a fight that I would have with somebody else. I just think that there are... So you're taking some... Like, if you did this with anyone other than your child, like, in other than Christmas, people would consider that, like, really creepy. So you make up a friend who likes them and refuses to ever talk to them and stalks them and keeps notes on them and then breaks into the house and leaves gifts.
Well, it's not that it's not that Santa Claus refuses to talk to them, right? Like, sometimes kids write letters to Santa, don't they? Isn't that a thing?
I don't know that they get letters back, typically,
I've heard that they do. I've heard that, the postal carriers do that kind of stuff.
I mean, they shouldn't. It is a...
I don't know that the feds would want to get entangled with that.
Yeah, I mean, that is a...
I've just heard that's what happens. I don't know if it's true.
Well, I mean, it is ostensibly illegal for them to be stealing the mail. And
No, I mean, it's not. I mean, there's no North Pole destination for it to go to, so they're not stealing it.
But they're not allowed to open
it. There's special procedures for, like, mail that's just completely misaddressed to the point where they don't know where to send it. So if you send mail to a fictitious address,
right,
there's procedures for that. And as far as I know, that's how they handle those letters. But they're not supposed to open it, as far as I know. That's not something the feds, I think, would want to touch as far as writing Santa letters back to your kids.
Huh.
I would be really surprised if I found that out.
I don't know where I heard that then. If anybody knows more, you're welcome to call in and share with us a toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I thought that was something that happened.
I mean, I imagine, like, parents intercept the letters and then write a letter back, put it in the mailbox, and, oh, hey, like...
That'd be the easiest way to do it. Yeah. That would ensure that the child would get some sort of response.
Yeah,
I like having federal agents write letters to my kids under a false name. I think that would be the thing I would have the most problem with. here's a letter from the mailman about how you should behave.
According to USPS.com, they have Santa Mail, Operation Santa. As much as history reveals, the Postal Service began receiving letters to Santa Claus more than 100 years ago. However, its involvement was made official when, in 1912, Postmaster General Frank Hitchcock authorized local postmasters to allow postal employees and citizens to respond to the ever-growing number of letters received every holiday season.
That's obnoxious.
In the 1940s, mail volume for Santa increased so much that the Postal Service extended the same invitation to charitable organizations, community groups, and corporations to help respond to children who wrote letters to Santa. So apparently, this has actually been going on for more than 100 years. And they will open the letter that you address to Santa because postal regulations say they can. The
I don't think they have PC on that, though.
Toll-free number? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Mike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live. Dial toll free and join us on the radio here, the live Christmas Day edition of the show. We'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. Of course, you can dial in here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I wonder how many people got the gift of cryptocurrency today. Because we definitely saw some folks coming into the local shop that sells Bitcoin here and Dash throughout the last few weeks. People were coming in to purchase cryptocurrency for their loved ones as a stocking stuffer, which I think is a great gift. And it's a great gift any time of the year. You don't have to wait for the holidays to get somebody that you care about the gift of cryptocurrency. Now, of course, how do you choose which one to give them? Well, that's up to you. There are a lot of different options out there. And one of them is in the top 10. It's Dash Digital Cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Will Coley joining us, replacing Bob, who was sitting in for you. Hey, Will.
Hi.
So we were just talking about Santa Claus and this mythology. You were raised in a Christian family, were you not? You're now Muslim.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're very intimately familiar with the Christian holiday. You studied Christianity. And, of course, Santa Claus doesn't have a whole lot to do with Christianity, right?
No, it doesn't. And I think some of the more religious Christians will tell you that.
Well, it depends on what Christianity you're following. I mean, are we following Protestant, American Protestant Christianity? Then the answer is no. But are you Roman Catholic or Eastern Orthodox? Well, yes, of course, because Saint Nicholas is a saint. So the veneration of saints within the Orthodox and the Catholic communities still exists. For Protestant Christians, it's confusing that he's huge in America, because America's always been kind of a Protestant country. I mean, we hated Catholic, well, the American, you know, people Protestants for hundreds of years hated the Catholics in this country.
Right, but so, even though he's a saint, that part of it, yes, the, you know, the person who lived and did those things, what came after that, though, is not really part of any religion. So,
well, you know, it's an amalgamation of multiple cultural traditions that are all across Europe and, like, the steppes. So, like Turkey.
Right, but I don't feel really fair pinning that on Christians where, okay, we have this tradition of there's this person who grants wishes for physical gifts once a year based on if you're good or bad, exclusively or particularly to children, depending on how you want to go with that. That's not part of any, like, I can't blame Christianity for that. That's not a religious, that's more of a U.S., maybe a European, I don't know thing.
Both.
So that's more of a cultural thing than a religious thing. And I do kind of distinguish between Christian Christmas and U.S. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are two very different things, and it's not really fair to blame that religion for people cursing cashiers out and not knowing how to drive and incurring $5,000 worth of debt in December and just generally being irresponsible and...
Well, that you can blame on the Victorians. I mean, that our modern concept of Christmas comes from a Victorian Christmas card.
Right, but there's nothing...
And that all comes from... Okay, Queen Victoria's family was Germanic. The family that ruled over England during the Victorian era, they were Germans. And they brought all of these German Christmas traditions and holiday traditions into the palace. And that was just at the time of the creation of photography. So all of those Christmas cards from Victorian England make their way to the U.S. And within 2 to 3 years, Christmas trees are the biggest thing in America.
Really?
Yeah.
That fast?
And it was because of these photographs on Christmas cards. Christmas cards, also another thing that really wasn't a thing until the Victorian era in England.
Huh.
And it was because of this first set of Christmas cards that were sent out by Queen Victoria. And they were like pictures of them were put in newspapers and stuff. And in the photograph, it's her and the royal children and the royal family with this big decorated Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, so it's definitely a cultural thing that makes it sound almost like a status thing, but there's nothing in the Bible that says thou shalt be fiscally irresponsible in November and December every year. You don't go to church and the preacher is like, hey, what you need to do now if you're a good Christian is you need to go cut down a tree and put it in your living room and take some lights and put them outside. That's not fair to blame that on religion.
Well, now, I own pretty much all the Christmas classics, and as an imam, that's kind of a funny thing to say. But, like, during this, there was a 3-year stretch in the 60s, all of the classics that we know, we grew up with, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman and the claymation stuff, the Charlie Brown stuff,
uh-huh.
All of that stuff all came out from like 64 to 67. And that was the time of like the grand commercialization of Christmas.
Hmm.
And the funny thing is all of those shows that were the commercialization of Christmas, if you watch them, all of them have a message condemning the commercialization of Christmas. So, like, yeah, they all have this message of, like, how Christmas is becoming commercialized and how horrible it is.
But yet people blame them for it.
Well, the 60s was the era of the commercialization of Christmas. Those cartoons were a part of it.
I see.
And they're condemning it. And it's something that, like, 30 years later, everybody is complaining about this commercialization of Christmas.
But yeah, they're participating in it. It is the people who I hear complain most loudly about that are people who participate in it. Like, I can't believe I have to buy $7,000. Like, you don't.
Yeah, you can just tell your family you love them. And, you know,
what's really funny is
have dinner with them.
A lot of these classics were made by non-Christians.
We can get back into that coming up here in a moment. So I want to bring Mark on the line here, because you can call in about what you want. We are actually here live on Christmas Day. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I listen to your show all the time.
Thanks.
And I really enjoy it, and I agree with most of what you guys say, so I don't call in very often. I only call in when I disagree.
Okay.
And, most of the people on their program, the hosts, say, you know, like, government's terrible, and it's, you know, inefficient, and it costs too much, and whatever.
Yeah, I think everyone would agree with that.
Yeah, and I agree to a point. Like, the federal government, I agree, that's a joke. But local government, I'll give you an example where I live, or where I have lived in the past, a community of about 10,000 people, I guess a small city, and roughly my taxes at the time were maybe about $2,500 a year.
Okay.
And, it includes, you know, roads and street signs and parks and libraries and sidewalks and snow removal and you can go on and on. And I understand your argument with the free market.
So you feel like you're getting a good deal for $2,500 a year? Hang on, let's talk about it. If you want, stick with us, Mark. We'll bring you back so we can discuss that in moments. Is local property tax a good deal? Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You feel like you're getting a fair shake from your local governments? It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Christmas Day. We're here in the studio. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Blink Home Security is a great gift. It's also great for you at your household. You don't have to deal with installing a difficult, complicated, hard to install security system, because most of the ones that involve wires, you've got to drill holes and run wires through walls and do all kinds of stuff that's really not much fun. With Blink Home Security, it's all wireless cameras. There's only one wire in the system, and that's the power adapter for the hub. You plug that in, you pop the batteries into the cams, you set it all up via your Wi-Fi enabled device like your smartphone or tablet of preference, and then once you get the cameras all configured, within just a matter of minutes, you'll be able to set them up as far as like when you want them to send you clips, how long you want the clips to be, if it detects motion, for instance, and then you'll get those clips on your smart device wherever you happen to be, so you can monitor your home or small office with the Blink Home Security System. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. You get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for 1 security camera. Again, that's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue, we have Mark on the line in Ohio. Mark, you said that you can definitely see how government is inefficient and generally pretty awful at the federal level. But you say you were paying $2,500 a year in property taxes in a previous place in which you lived. And you were explaining to us that you felt like you were getting a pretty good deal out of that. You had parks, you had roads, you had government schools, you had, you know, all these different services that were provided to you. Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that was my understanding. So go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I said. And part of the free market, when you bring the free market into, some of that is necessary and some of it isn't, the services I'm speaking of. Mm-hmm. And when you bring the free market into it, it's for profit. And in my opinion, I don't know, because it's never been tried, at least nothing that I'm aware of, but it's the cost factor for like roads and streetlights and street signs and sidewalks and garbage pickup and water and sewer and all this. If you have a competing marketplace, I think it's going to be outrageously expensive. Whereas you force everybody to pay for it, which I don't agree with. I agree with you on I don't like the force part of it, but how else is it going to be affordable?
Well, actually, there have been numerous instances where we've seen that individuals have taken upon themselves. One famous instance is the $1,200 stairs that were ripped up. This old man built a set of stairs at a park.
That was this year,
like,
wasn't it?
$1,200 or something like that. And the city had bid the job at $1 million. You know, it was like
it
was an insane amount of money. And this guy went and did it for like 1% of what the city was saying it was supposed to cost.
Did it with his own money, too.
And did it with his own money. And the city's response to that was to literally go and rip it out.
Yep, that's right. Well, they claimed it was dangerous.
You've had sidewalks that were repaired or installed in areas in Michigan. You've had people who have taken it upon themselves to fill potholes in city streets.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens, and there was no profit motive there. There was, it's my street, and I want to have a nice way to drive. I'm going to put a patch over this hole because we've been begging the city to come for a year to put a patch over this hole to spend our city tax dollars in the way that you're claiming that they'll be spent.
And they drag their feet.
Or don't come at all.
Yeah. And then they come after you if you fix it.
Yeah, and if you fix it, then they'll hold you legally liable, they'll sue you, and they'll take thousands of dollars from you, tear it up, and then just leave a hole in the street. Sounds brilliant. Let's just keep giving money to something that is that retarded.
Well, you're right that there is inefficiency, and there's no end of stories like that, and I agree. But there's also a lot of stories where, I mean, where can you go? And maybe, you know, like I've had a good experience with a city I lived in. Where can I give him just that kind of money, which to me, I mean, $2,500 a year really isn't a whole lot.
Okay, so I don't think that you're considering all the costs. So first of all, the $2,500, I don't know if that's commensurate with what the other people there are paying, or if you're paying less than some of them, but even if it's about the same, a lot of these things you're mentioning, especially roads, are joint ventures between local, state, and federal government. So if they're going to be local, state, and federal money going into a road, you have to count what you pay to local, state, and federal in your total cost for that road.
So it's hard to estimate.
Yeah, so if you're paying $24,000 to the city, but you're paying $30,000 to the feds, that road costs you $32,000.
Well, not only that, but you also have municipalities have their own taxes, sales taxes.
That happens
for different
places.
Things. Like where I used to live in Maryville, you know, little tiny mountain town in Tennessee, where you would think conservatism rules, right? Well, no, we have a state gas tax, which they just raised 4 cents, which is supposed to go to pay for roads, even though they acknowledge that there's a surplus in the road budget of almost like $300 million.
Wow.
Then you also have what they call the wheel tax, which is what Maryville City has. So it's an an extra half of a cent per gallon of taxes that you pay to the city of Maryville anytime that you're in Maryville. And then the county has its, Blount County, where Maryville is, has its own wheel tax. So another half cent of taxes added to your gasoline that's supposed to pay for roads. And that's on top of your property taxes. So, you know, you're not figuring in. Each municipality has other taxes that aren't included in your property taxes. Sales taxes that are added, sin taxes are a big thing, particularly in places like Ohio and Tennessee and Kentucky, where they tax things like cigarettes or alcohol at a much higher rate, and local municipalities add on to those taxes, and that's supposed to go to schools or, you know, to pay police officers or, you know, judges that sit drunk behind the bench and, you know, stuff like that.
Right, and there's also the fact that, you know, you could be seeing certain taxpayers offsetting a larger portion of the burden. Maybe the people with the more expensive properties, for instance, are the ones that are really footing the bill for a good chunk of the services, which means that
the lower income people are just paying the interest on the loans that the city took out.
And that means that you're not really paying what those services are costing, perhaps. But go ahead. You were trying to say something there, so please do.
Yeah, well, I'll just give you a stupid example. Let's say... some communities don't have the government pick up the garbage. Like some of them communities, it's private. Let's just say out of my taxes, right. So let's just say out of my taxes, it's just off the top of my head, I don't know. It costs $300 a year per household or for, you know, 1% of my, I don't know, whatever. And it's okay. You really think a private company or companies will come in and compete and be cheaper than if you force everybody to pay for it?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think they will.
Okay, so what happens to the price of insurance when you force everybody to buy it versus when they have to market it and convince you to buy it?
It went up astronomically.
So why is that different than any other product? If I can force you to buy my product, I can charge whatever I want, because if you don't pay me, you can go to jail.
Well, not only that, but like his numbers are a little bit off. Like I currently pay I pay almost nothing to get my garbage hauled off, and like it's the lazy man's way, honestly. Like I pay $35 a month, and all I have to do is put garbage in the can outside of my house. I don't have to set my cans by the road. They literally
service.
12 months a year, $35 a month. It's a little over $400 for the whole year.
Although I gotta say, I think that, you know, I don't have the tax bills from back when I was living in Florida, but I feel like the breakdown for the government garbage pickup was less than, you know, for a year there than what I pay per year here for a private pickup service. So it may be the case.
Well, and it's probably easier to pick up garbage in December in Florida than it is to pick up garbage in December in New Hampshire.
Well, let's continue here. If you want to stay, Mark, you're welcome to, because I do want to address the question of the profit motive, because you did bring that up, but nobody really addressed that. So I want to come back and talk about that, because his suggestion was, well, these companies need to make
a profit motive, because about like the guy that built the steps and people, you know, putting patches themselves.
Sure, but I meant like from a company. The idea was the companies would have to charge more because of that. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never ever charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. It is the Christmas Day edition of the program. Coming up tonight, Edward Snowden. He's got an app. And it's supposedly going to help keep you more secure. We'll tell you about that on the way. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Will.
And Melanie.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, but I do want to let you know about our email list. You can get signed up for it for free. Just go to freetalklive.com. We'll send you emails usually once a week to keep you in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. So you can get on that list over at freetalklive.com, the email sign-up box right there at the top, middle sort of portion of the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. We got Mark on the line in Ohio. And, Mark, I feel like there's a mixed message coming from you here, and I'd want to clarify what it was that you've been saying. And so please correct me if I'm wrong. You, on one hand, are saying that you can understand and you agree with the idea that the government shouldn't force people into its programs, that ultimately you feel there's a benefit, though, from having the government run certain things like the roads or the schools or the, you know, you fill in the whatever local style government programs, because you're talking more about the local government and how you feel like it's a better deal than the federal government. And you acknowledged that there are all kinds of local government boondoggles. So we're putting those examples aside because there are plenty of them, given that the government does get to force people into its programs, and so therefore they get whatever amount they demand from people, whereas in the marketplace, of course, there's competition, and you don't have to choose, you know, the monopolist. You can choose usually from a series of competitors in the marketplace. So the mixed message is that on one hand, you seem to be acknowledging that force is a bad thing, but yet you
were just a moment ago talking about forcing everybody into the same garbage service because it would benefit you because you believe it would be lower cost if everyone were forced to pay for it. Is that right?
Right. I mean, you're right. But my main point is there's no – I believe that it would be much more expensive for – if you didn't force people. I don't know what the answer is other than to force people.
Okay, so even if that's true, think of any other service you have, whether it be Netflix, cable, internet service, gasoline, whatever. If you could lower the cost to you by passing a law that makes it so that anybody who didn't buy that service would either be fined or go to jail, but it would make your monthly bill lower, would you do that or do you think that you should?
You make a good point, but I'm thinking more of necessities. Netflix isn't a necessity. I'm thinking more of your garbage pickup, your water, your street lights, your...
Well, internet is a necessity to a lot of industries. It depends on... So if you could lower your food bill by... And I don't see how that makes a difference, really, but if you could lower your grocery bill by saying, okay, everybody has to, by law, buy the same type of groceries that Mark buys because that would make his monthly grocery bill lower, would you do that?
No, but I don't think you're making...
So why are roads different?
Because, I lost my train of thought. Because the roads are more of everybody's going to use it and benefit from it. Whether you have a car or not, you're going to benefit from the truck driver bringing the groceries to the grocery store. So,
but then wouldn't that just be factored into the cost of groceries or whatever else the truck driver is bringing in?
It already is through the taxes that you pay on the groceries or the taxes that the company pays to transport
right,
the groceries.
Right,
it is taxes
now,
that are paid
so
on the fuel. So it's already factored
into the
cost.
If we made it free market to where, okay, you can have a road pass and it costs you $20 a month or whatever, and that's only one possible way that the free market could do that, then if you don't have a car so you don't buy your monthly road pass, any products you buy that travel on the road, you're still going to pay for it. So you're still going to pay for the amount of road that you use.
But I guess, just in a nutshell, my main thing is I don't think it would be any cheaper through a free market. Because this is what ultimately I think would happen in a free market. Let's just go back to the garbage truck or the garbage pickup service. I should think eventually, at first it would probably be cheaper and better. But eventually, one of those, let's say there was four competing companies for your business. I think one of those companies would eventually get the dominant market and get most of the people. And therefore, then they would run the other companies out of business. And therefore,
monopolies are usually caused by government regulation. So if you have a free market, it's highly unlikely that you'll have a monopoly. And I have lived in places where garbage, not the dump, but garbage pickup was a free market. And the prices, it was like $60 for 6 months or something like that. Like, it wasn't this outrageous price. So
I've lived in places where there was a monopoly on the local garbage pickup. It was all waste management, mm-hmm. WMD. And granted to them by the local city government, and it was really expensive to get your garbage picked up. If you didn't live in an apartment complex, it was much, much more expensive. I'm going to say like $55 to $60 a month for garbage pickup, like a couple dollars a day.
Yeah, I mean,
to
what
get
you're...
your garbage picked up compared to what it is here where you have a free market and I'm spending a dollar.
It's a free-ish market because they're still all going to the government dump.
Yeah,
so it's not an entirely decentralized...
Right, yeah, so the garbage isn't a free market, but the pickup is, even though things are kind of related. So what would it cost in the absence of government? I don't think we can answer that. Because we've never seen a free market garbage dump. But, like, what you're describing just isn't the way free markets work. It's the way that regulations work.
We have seen free market roads before, though.
Right.
We had free market roads in America. There were plenty of roads in America long before 1910 when we decided that we needed to start stealing from people in order to build them. So you have...
I didn't decide that.
You have roads in Oregon. You have roads in New England that were built by businesses. Why? Well, because if you have products that are damaged on rough dirt roads, then you want smooth asphalt surfaces in order to transport your goods. So they laid asphalt roads in order to transport their goods. You have a lot of roads in the Pacific Northwest that were originally logging trails where businesses cut these trails through the forests, and now those trails are being used, have been paved, and are interstates. But originally, they were created by businesses via the free market.
See, here's the thing, Mark, that, you know, when I hear you answer these questions, it just doesn't seem like you understand the free market and all the things that can come into play when you have competition. So you're acting as though things will be always the way they are. But when you actually allow for market competition in a given industry, you get innovation, you get research, you get development, you get new things, new ideas, new attempts to lower costs, to make business more efficient over time, because they have the profit incentive. They want to increase their profit, so therefore they want to lower their costs. There's a drive when competition is in a marketplace to constantly lower costs and increase the quality of service over time. And that is something that does not exist in the one-size-fits-all, we are the government, we're going to force this down your throat model.
Cryptocurrencies are a great example of that. You know, in 8 years, we've went from Bitcoin, just Bitcoin, to over 1,300 currencies that are literally, like, they're being developed with individual needs in mind, you know, or individual preferences in mind, or individual uses in mind. You know, you literally have people that are creating a coin for the sex industry, so that there can be secure payments between prostitutes and Johns. I mean,
amazing.
It's when you have a completely free market, the sky is the limit.
Right, and that's a market where no one has to ask permission, where
exactly.
Anybody who wants to create a crypto,
it's all open source.
Just copies the code, tweaks it how they want, and they put it out there and they offer it. Mark, I think it was an interesting discussion. I thank you for calling to bring it up here tonight. And, you know, you put all of the questions and the statistics and the efficiencies aside, and you still have that moral question of, is it okay? And I think you boiled this one down really well, Melanie. Is it all right to use force against your neighbor if you believe that it's going to benefit you? And, of course, the answer is no. Even if it's true that forcing everybody to pay for garbage service somehow introduces an efficiency. And you could argue that if one company did it, or this, you know, nonprofit government force thing did it, that because they're picking up everyone's garbage, there could be some sort of economy of scale involved there that would allow them to do it cheaper than five different companies that were trying to compete. But again, I think that ignores the benefits of competition.
It also ignores economics, because economies of scale doesn't say the bigger you are, the more efficient you will be, period. And you have people who have no knowledge of an industry saying, oh, well, if the industry was just as big as possible, then it would be more efficient. And that's not necessarily true.
Anybody who's worked for a big corporation knows that.
Yeah, it's usually a bell curve. And if you have no knowledge of this industry, you can't tell me where the peak on the bell curve is.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And now look, if the government wants to go voluntary and not force people to pay for its services and wants to, like, recruit people to voluntarily join its garbage service, great. Let them be a competitor in the marketplace. But I want to hire your guy who comes up to the side of the house and takes the garbage cans away.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.